Good morning, everybody. This is Russell Brunson. Welcome back to the Marketing Secrets Podcast. Today's episode, and probably the next couple episodes, I'm going to do some Q&A. And the way we actually did this Q&A was kind of fun. Allison Prince and I did an event last week called the Ecom versus Expert Smackdown. We had some hot seats, and some of the hot seats were, you know, very specific to whatever topic we were talking about. But some of them were things were, I think, would just help everybody. And so I'm grabbing some of these clips of our responses to hopefully help you guys. So the very first one was a question asked by Ben Moot. And he's someone who used to work for ClickFunnels way back in the day and then has gone on to go and out there. And, you know, he creates products and services and he's publishes stuff and he's been at all the events and he's doing the work. And he asked a question about imposter syndrome. And, you know, I know this is one that I think everybody struggles with, at least at some point in your career. And so I thought it was powerful and I thought it'd be useful for all of you guys to hear as well. So we're going to cue the theme song. We come back. You're actually going to hear Brent Cole-Peters on our side ask the question, and then Allison and I will respond to it. And hopefully from that, you get a nugget or two that's going to help you out in your journey along the way. Thanks so much. And with that said, let's cue up the Marketing Secrets theme song.
So the big question is this. How are entrepreneurs like us, who didn't cheat and take on venture capital, who are spending money from our own pockets, how do we market in a way that lets us get our products and our services and the things that we believe in out to the world and yet still remain profitable? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Russell Brunson, and welcome to Marketing Secrets.
Who's up next, Brent?
Another question. Okay, this is from our friend Ben. This goes to, again, the mindset that you guys have just touched base on. And I appreciate Ben just being really open and honest about this question. So I'll give you a little bit of context here, and then I'll ask the question. He says, my belief that things are scarce and that I don't deserve it are so strong that I am actively losing so much money, so much opportunity and to give and serve, close friendships and more. It's wrong, but it'd break me if to break that belief. So it's this belief he's got. So the question is, what has been the most successful path that you've chosen to kick that negative inner voice in the mouth and move forward?
Imposter syndrome, right? This is something that people hear all the time. Like, I feel like I have imposter syndrome. I don't feel worthy. I don't feel ready. I don't feel like those things that happen in all of our heads. And I got to be completely honest with you. Yesterday, like, I couldn't sleep the night before this whole event started. Why? I was freaked out. I was scared to death. Like, it doesn't matter what level you're at. Like, you're always nervous. You never feel ready. You never feel worthy. You never feel like every year at FunHack Live, I'm backstage. I'm just like, oh my gosh, like, why are people here? I'm a little kid. Like, I don't even know what I'm talking about. Like, what if they see through me? They don't think like, I don't know what I'm talking about. Right. And like, it's just all these things keep happening. And I have to come back to like, look, it's not about me. I think that's the problem is that we try to put it all on our shoulders. And like, when you realize it's not about you, it's like, I'm here to serve those people. That's when it starts shifting for you. And for me, when I'm backstage, when I was here yesterday before I came out, like I had to like consciously get in this thought and I do it through prayer. I do it through thinking, through whatever it is, but I'm thinking like, okay, I'm nervous. I'm anxious. I step, but like, this is about me and this is not about me. This is about these people who I've been called to serve. And if I don't step in and don't serve those people, that's not what I want either. And so it's trying to get out. And I understand because it's hard and it comes back every single time. It's not like, oh, I kicked that 10 years ago and it's done. Like, no, every single time. Every time people like FHL, but before I go out, I might get every presentation, I get nervous. Like, you still get nervous? I'm like, every time. Because I put it on like me. What if I mess up? What if they don't like me? What if I talk too fast? What if I slow? Like, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, okay. I'm like, it's not about me, not about me. And I start saying prayers for myself. I pray and I'm like, please help me to be able to serve these people. Please, like when I'm talking or I'm saying something, let the right thing show up so that I can deliver it because it's about their experience, not mine. And so for me, that's the biggest thing because it doesn't go away. At least it hasn't for me yet. I'm hoping someday it does. That'd be amazing. But it's shifting from me to them. And when you start shifting that, it takes the pressure off your shoulders because you're realizing it's not about you. And if it was about me, like I'm not talented enough to actually do what I do. Like, just you're all fully aware. Like, I am not that talented. I'm not that gifted. I'm not a good speaker. I slur. I talk too fast. Like, even my wife last night, she's like, I jumped in for a little while. She's like, you were talking so fast. Can people understand you? I'm like, oh crap. I don't even know. I hope they can. Like, I'm not that good, but like, I've just learned so much. I've been called to show these people. I'm probably going to mess up. Like, half of them are going to hate me by the end. Some are going to be confused, but there's a group of people who like they're going to hear my voice. Like, that's the goal. And so like that shift is what gets me out of that. And so I think hopefully partially to help people comfort, like it's like we all feel, I still feel it heavy. And the bigger the thing is, the heavier it is. That's number one. Number two is like some personal validation for you. I told Stephen Larson, the first product I've ever bought from Stephen Larson ever was the product you and him did together. So you're creating good stuff. You're making good offers. You're doing good. So hopefully that's validation for you as well. It's like, oh my gosh, like I got Russell to go run and find his credit card on New Year's Eve at 2 a.m. And then the order failed and he kept trying because he wanted the thing. He didn't want to miss out on it. So like you made a really good offer. Like I was up at 2 a.m. buying your stuff. And so like, hopefully that's some personal validation for you as well.
One thing that I remember the first time Russell asked me to speak on stage, guys, I did e-commerce for a reason. So I could hide behind my computer screen. Right. And so Russell asked me to speak and I just remember all this fear that I had inside of me, And what Russell goes through, like I've seen it behind, I see him dancing. We were doing push-ups yesterday to get like the antsiness out. It's a real thing and it doesn't go away. But one thing that I've done is I picture that fear like holding me down, right? And so I'm like, if I can figure out how to get rid of that fear, offload that fear, then I can step into who God needs me to be. And so you'll notice when I come on stage for the first time, like I'll hug Russell and you don't know that I do this, but in my mind, I'm like, okay, Russell, you're holding my fear for me because it's too heavy for me. And he walks off the stage and then I feel lighter. And so it's a visual thing for me. And then even at Funnel Hacking Live, my 12-year-old was on, because I want them around this community. He was there, comes to me, he said, Mom, I got your fear. I'm going to hold your fear for you. And it was so recorded cool. And it was so sweet. And so that's kind of become a thing for us. When our kids do something hard or when I'm about to go on stage or present on an online thing and they can see the nerves, they'll come to me and they'll say, Mom, let me hold your fear. Go step into who God needs you to be right now. It's not about you. It's about everybody else. And I think that has helped me tremendously, that visualization. So thank you so much. And I'll hold
now
your
I know.
Fear. I'll hold your fear next
like,
time.
Oh, that's cool.
And I wonder too, Allison, maybe you can just talk for a minute about momentum coaches a little bit here. What they do and
yes.
how they help.
I can't tell you how much momentum coaches have helped me personally. And it was such a big thing for me. That's why I was like, Russell, we have to have these for our people. The coaches have been trained to understand these feelings. And just like Camilla was talking about earlier, some of the stuff that she's going through and the pressures that she's feeling, she hops on a call with a momentum coach. You have 2 a month, and you get to talk to them. It's not in a big group. You can talk about how you're feeling. We've actually had people come on and say the momentum coach was actually worth the entire cost of the program because it helped them with that. Like this limiting belief that you have, it is holding you back. This momentum coach is the one that can actually hold that fear for you, right? And help talk you through that so that you can step into who God needs you to be. Like, you needed to be there for Russell. You needed to be there for him. And the momentum coaches are there to help you through that process, to help you understand why you're feeling the way that you feel and break that down for you. No, they're not psychologists or any of that stuff. They're life coaches. But they're trained in the business world. They're trained in the entrepreneur world. They understand the higher the level, what do they say? The higher the level, the higher the devil, mm-hmm. right? They understand that process and they're there for us. I know I won't go through the program, my business without them. Russell doesn't do it. And so that's why we wanted to provide it for you. So hop on a call with that momentum coach and they'll talk you through it. And like Russell said, it doesn't go away. That's why these momentum coaches don't go away. They show up with you time and time and time again to be help. To
people
help you
understand
to
too, like the the personalist. Like when my business had grown up really, as soon as I started building really big, and then the whole thing collapsed, and I was like, mentally, it's like, oh my gosh, I'm a failure. I messed up, like all these kind of things. And it was the first time I hired a coach. And it was Coach Mandy, and I hired her. She's my friends. Is like, hey, I have a friend as a coach. Want to hire? I'm like, duh, but I don't do that thing. Like I'm not a, you know. But I hired her as a coach, and it was like, man, so much work to get my brain and my mind to a spot where I could continue to move forward and have success. And so when I launched Inner Circle, one of the big selling points, I was like, everyone's coming to Inner Circle at this time to learn marketing. But I'm like, mostly people are great at marketing. They understand it, but there's something here that's keeping them from the next level, and the next level, and the next level. And so I hired Coach Mandy full time, and she works with all the Inner Circle members. That's who your coach was when you came in. Yeah. The same thing, like 90% of the work was working with Coach Mandy to get people out of here. And I'm like, oh, and then by the way, do this on your funnel. It's like, boom, they explode. And it's like, oh, I was in my own way this whole time. And so when we launched this at Funnel Hacking Live, that's when Allison brought in this amazing team of people who are our coaches who are doing that now for you, because it's like I said, you I think a lot of times you guys are coming for marketing or for funnel, but like that stuff's in the books. Like read the book. Like it's usually like you getting belief in the process in yourself, and the next day, like actually doing that is the key to each level of growth. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Ben.
We understood that.
thank you, Ben. Appreciate awesome, that, buddy. So glad you're here with us.
He's so sweet.
Yeah, he's awesome.
That's another thing. Like I feel so blessed to be able to work with people in the 2CCX program, be able to hear their stories and to watch them go through this transformation. I feel very blessed, honestly, to be able to work with those that are willing to take that risk to change the world.
Yeah. So awesome.
You know, I think Russell, and I appreciate that, Allison, you know, I shared with you the other day, someone who posted in our Facebook group about how they jumped on a hot seat with you a few weeks ago. They told their team, we're upping our prices. Russell says we're upping our prices. They went on vacation for 2 weeks, came back. And I think they added another like $22,000 a month, I think, to their business just by raising the prices from your suggestion.
So, yeah. One suggestion, and they covered the cost of the program every month for the rest of their lives. And then it'll keep going from there, because that was the beginning.
Yeah.
Oh, so, cool. So good. Thank you. All right. We've got just time for just one or two maybe questions left.
No,
so,
can we do this all day?
Yeah. Might as well.
Would they want that?
You guys enjoying this so far, by the way? Is this fun to see?
Very cool. Look at everybody exploded.
And I'm hoping, like, obviously we're talking to certain people, but my guess, maybe I'm crazy, my guess is there's more than one person who feels like Ben does. There's more than one person who felt like, so my guess is, my hope is that all of you guys are getting something personally for yourself. You're like, oh my gosh, like, that's how I feel. I remember the first time I went to a Tony Robbins event, and Tony does all these interventions with people. And part of me is like, I want to do an intervention on me. But I'm like, part of me is scared to death. I don't want him to like look into my soul and do his Tony thing.
Yeah.
But as he's doing it with all these other people, I was like, oh my gosh, like he's speaking to me. He's speaking to me. And like all these things were like the ahas I actually needed. I was like, oh, thank heavens, I don't have to be on the hot seat, but I still get the value of it. And so hopefully you guys are getting that as well.
And another thing, this is actually what we do in the 2CCX program, is we do these hot seats. And they're usually a little bit smaller groups, and we can really dive in to help your business. So this is just kind of like a sampling, but we do it consistently over and over and over again. And people have multiple hot seats to help them to, because you have different sticking points throughout your business. It's not just the one dial tone that you need to get that clarity. You're going to need help in a month. That's just what business is, because we can't stop. We have the goalpost here, right? And then the next one and the next one. When you put out the 2 Comma Club Award, I'm like, I got to get that thing with the expert side, right? And then next year, you're like, we're doing the 2 Comma Club X. And I'm like, I got to get that one. You got the 25. And then you had the Give the $1 Million Away. And we just keep moving our goalpost. And to be able to get to those goalposts, you're going to run into new challenges. And that's why this program is like month after month after month.
Yeah. So fun. Thank you for listening to the Marketing Secrets Podcast. If you've loved this episode, then please take a screenshot on your phone and post it to Facebook, Instagram, or wherever you post stuff. And be sure to tag me and let me know why you like this episode and what you'd like to hear in the future. That'll help me to know what to create for you. Also, Dan Kenny and I would love to give you the most incredible free gift ever, designed to help you make maximum money in minimum time. And this free gift comes with almost $20,000 worth of pure money-making information for free, just for saying maybe. You can get this gift from Dan and from me right now at nobsletter.com. Not only are you going to get the $20,000 gift, you're also going to get a subscription to 2 marketing newsletters that will be hand-delivered by the mailman to your mailbox each and every month, one from Dan Kennedy and one from me. To get this gift and your subscription, go to nobsletter.com right now.